Do you remember the film Good Will Hunting that starred Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and was about a physics calculus wizard? Well, in that movie, there's a physics professor that's played by Canadian playwright John Mitten. And the next play in our season is by John, and it's called The Little Years. And in contrast to what that film's about, which says that there are geniuses that are unrecognized, John believes that genius isn't quite so out of our grasp as we would like to believe, and that there's greater potential within all of us that our society doesn't always recognize or nurture. And The Little Years tells the story of Kate, who's an aspiring math and science prodigy, and she's persuaded by her mother that that ambition is perhaps unrealistic for a young woman in 1950. Her brother, William, however, is a celebrated man and nurtured for his genius. He's a poet. And I think there's no, or shouldn't be, a joke unlost on anyone that here's a play where a celebrated international celebrity is also a poet. There's more than a glimpse of irony in that. We jump 20 years into the future and see the consequences of Kate's subdued ambition. She appears and acts very differently, is unmarried, unable to hold a job. And she nonetheless maintains and documents her theoretical convictions involving space and time. Again, another 20 years pass, and while her brother is an internationally celebrated award-winning poet, Kate has grown increasingly introspective and more unlike the girl she once was. This is a stunning and poignant play about the lives of people that are unregarded, the way in which we privilege the arts and the sciences for some and take it away from others. And, you know, to just get on my soapbox a bit, in an age where arts are deemed extracurricular, where we still see boys excelling at math and girls not, this is a play that really speaks to the personal drama within that. In addition to being a playwright, John is also a math teacher and has founded a program called JUMP, Junior Undiscovered Math Prodigies, in which he contends that every child can master math. John's an extraordinary person, and this is an extraordinary play and one that examines the artist right from the beginning, where we all perhaps are first introduced to the arts, and that's in the schools. So it's a play for adults and one that's not to be missed.